And this is our study, occupational health among problems among nutmeg processing workers, a case from Grenada, Caribbean. I don't have any disclosure for this presentation. First, I want to orient you, where is the Grenada? Grenada is really tiny island, if I can show you here. This is here, southeast part of the Caribbean. And very small island, actually, population is 100,000 people. And this is Grenada's flag, and this icon, this small icon, actually is nutmeg. Then, why did we choose the nutmeg industry? Because, actually, Grenada was the world's second largest nutmeg producer. But I say that was. Because in 2004, after the Hurricane Ivan, actually Grenada lost 90% of the nutmeg trees. And the industry after that Ivan, we didn't cover at all. And actually, it's going worse right now. And in 2008, our department, Department of Public Health and Preventive Medicine, and Grenada Cooperative Nutmeg Association, we met and we discussed the needs of the industries. And according to that discussion, we created one project, but this project actually is a huge project right now. And we choose only, we are presenting right now just the only occupational health part of that project. And this is the plant. This plant, this nutmeg processing plant, is built 1956. And unfortunately, they didn't do anything since then. It's same building, same everything. They just changed the roof because of the Hurricane Ivan, but other than they didn't do anything. This part of the studies, our goal was actually to determine the association between the occupational risk factors and health problems among the nutmeg workers. This was a cross-sectional study, and we obtained all approvals from our institutions, IRB, and from the Minister of Agriculture, and also Grenada Cooperative Nutmeg Association Board's approval. What we did in this study, this part of the study, we did the workplace evaluation, and also we did the questionnaire to assess the, some exposure and health effects. This is the processing plan of the nutmeg factories. This is processing is starting with sorting in the plant and is going to this way. And at this stage, actually, stage six is drying stage. They dry the nutmegs. In this stage, we observe the malt exposure. And after that stage is going to cracking and sorting, second stage of sorting. And this group has a really high dust exposure. And it's going that way. And this storage, of course, we have a pesticide exposure. And in the last stage, stencil labeling, and we observe some chemical exposure too. We did the questionnaire. And that questionnaire, actually, we are so proud because our participation rate is really high. And we just missed the six workers. They were out of the island. Other than we cover all of them. And as you see, mostly they are female and non-smoker. Actually, mostly never smoker. And mean age is around 47. According to our results, 56% of the workers are involved in the cracking and sorting, which we observed high dust exposure in that group. And this picture actually is showing the sorting procedure. And we took this picture 2009, and this picture is they took was from 1957. And as you see, nothing changed. Everything is same. As a practice, as a building, everything is same. In our questionnaire, we asked, of course, symptoms, and we asked the musculoskeletal, respiratory, skin symptoms, and also we look at the hearing problems in that group. Musculoskeletal symptoms, as you see that, especially back pain, lower or upper, is really huge problem in that group. And also there's shoulder pains is the second level. When we look at the statistically, cracking and shortening workers has statistically significantly high prevalence of shoulder pain. But we didn't observe any significant relationship between the musculoskeletal symptoms and work duration or work intensity. When we look at the respiratory symptoms, actually all of them high, but look at the lower airway symptoms. Mostly dry and cough is the first one, is the highest one, and almost 50% they have the dry cough. And when you look at the upper airway symptoms, is 70% they have a sneezing and any kind of some kind of upper airway symptoms. And also we look at the eye irritation symptoms, is 60% have eye irritation symptoms. And so as a symptom base, we have a big problem there. And also what we observed that work-related wheezing was statistically high among the cracking sorting workers, which we observed the dust exposure in that group. And also overall allergic condition was high among the cracking and sorting workers. Also, we asked the physician diagnose diseases, and again, is the asthma and sinusitis is the huge, huge problem there, and 15% get the doctor diagnose asthma, and 25% has a doctor diagnose sinusitis problem. Rhinitis, as we expected, always zero, because as a physician, we ignore the rhinitis, as everybody has the sneezing or other problems, and we didn't find any doctor diagnosed rhinitis. Also, we saw that physician diagnosed sinusitis was associated with the dust exposure and also high work duration in the plant. As a conclusion, actually, regardless of their task, observed exposure patterns and the prevalence of symptoms were high for all workers. And in the plant, we only recognize these signs for the workers, that's it. Only warning signs for them, that's it. And again, this project is just, I present the very preliminary part of the project. And this project funded, right now, currently funded by, from UNDP and Global Environmental Facilities. And a couple months ago, actually, we did the second part of the project, and we look at the health and exposure assessment by using the objective measurements. And our colleagues from NIOSH, they help us to do the dust, mold exposures, and pesticide exposure. And also we did the spirometry and a couple other health indicators. We measured them. And also we are working on the couple intervention in the plant right currently. And one of them actually, we are introducing solar dryer in the plant, hopefully next month. And because drying process is really has a big problem for the mold exposure, so with the solar dryer, hopefully we are hoping that we will decrease the mold exposure and respiratory symptoms in that case. And also, right now, currently, we are preparing occupational safety and health training program for them, actually train the trainers program. And with this project, we are hoping that we will help the workers and also communities, because this is a small community and mostly everybody work in that same plant. And this is really small community, and this is the major economic part of the communities. And I would like to thank my colleagues and also Grenada Cooperative Nutmeg Association and Windruff, and also nutmeg workers. And this one is our trap picture, because this is our university. And maybe people, when they see that picture, they want to come, mostly. And but also, we are really open to all collaboration, and we would like to invite you to collaborate us. And any project, it can be this project or if you have any other project, you want to do the Caribbean, we'll be happy to help you. Thank you very much.